Later today, we get the policy decision from the European Central Bank. This is the big event risk on Thursday and will unquestionably generate a lot of interest from the market. As we head into the decision, we're looking at an ECB that has been reluctant to be wanting to turn things up as far as monetary policy normalization goes, but that has also been having less and less room to be having the luxury of being able to lean to the side of accommodation. In recent weeks, inflation metrics have continued to rocket higher in the zone, adding pressure on the central bank to change its tune. A lot of this has been reflected in markets already, with what was a beaten down euro to its lowest level in years finally finding some demand, a lot of which had to do with a repricing of ECB expectations. As far as where things stand go, the consensus for today's decision is that the central bank will leave rates on hold, announce the end of its QE program, and hint at a rate hike in July. We think there is risk for the ECB to communicate a more hawkish message, given the fact that there is plenty of justification for the central bank to already be moving on rates today. But given how committed the ECB has been to taking things slowly, and given how we believe the central bank has been underestimating the impact of higher inflation, it would be shocking to see any such moves today. Instead, we think there has at least been enough in the data leading into the decision that will get the ECB talking more about a more aggressive policy normalization path going forward. There is now a growing expectation that if the ECB does wait until July for that first rate hike, it could be a 50 basis point hike or a 50 basis point hike at some point in the third quarter. And so we believe the balance of risk favors the potential for euro upside in the aftermath, though at the same time, market participants should be mindful of the Fed policy path and how that could be influenced even more when we get tomorrow's U.S. inflation reading. With that said, we would caution against any expectation for a major euro break to the top side, with risk off flow still very much likely to pressure the euro to the downside, and a possible further tightening of Fed expectations also limiting demand. Key levels to watch above and below right now come in at 108.90 and 106.25, respectively. That's all for now.